Teresa's health had never been robust, and after her profession, she became seriously ill. While away from her monastery for treatment, she read the book which was to open for her the way of mental prayer.
The change in food and lifestyle did injury to my health, and although my happiness was great, this was not enough. And so I passed the first year with very poor health, although I don't think I offended God much in that year. Since the sickness was so serious that I always nearly lost consciousness and sometimes lost it completely, my father was painstaking in looking for a remedy. Since the doctors there had none to offer, he sought to bring me to a place very famous for the cure of other sicknesses, and also mine they thought could be cured. When I was on the way, that uncle of mine who lived along the road gave me a book. It is called The Third Spiritual Alphabet, and endeavours to teach the prayer of recollection. And although during this first year I read good books, I did not know how to proceed in prayer or how to be recollected. And so I was very happy with this book and resolved to follow that path with all my strength. His Majesty began to favour me by means of this path, so much so that he granted me the prayer of quiet, and sometimes I arrived at union, although I did not understand what the one was or the other, or how much they were to be prized, for I believe it would have done me great good to have understood this. I tried as hard as I could to keep Jesus Christ, our God and our Lord, present within me, and that was my way of prayer. If I reflected upon some phase of his passion, I represented him to myself interiorly. If I were to have to tell in detail about the way the Lord dealt with me in these early stages, an intellect greater than mine would be necessary to give enough force to the expression of what I owe him for these graces, and of my terrible ingratitude and wickedness, since I forgot about all of them. May he be forever blessed who put up with me for so long. Amen.